Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Sunday, January 15th, 2023 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, International Paper is planning a $103 million expansion of its Cedar Rapids, Iowa mill. Also making headlines this past week, Canfor Pulp has announced the permanent closure of a pulp line at its Prince George Pulp and Paper mill in Canada. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright Products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright Products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday the 13th at 53.73, up 89 points or 1.7% from the January 6th close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 5-3 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 2.6%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Glatfelter, gaining 22.4%, followed by IT Tech Packaging, up 19.6%. The biggest decliner for the week was Rayonier Advanced Materials, closing down 25.4%. Now, over the past year, Resolute Forest Products has been the top performer, up 60%, and the deepest decliner was Glatfelter, down 80%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is up 2.6%, while the PM40 is up 5%, and we'll be back right after this.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failureprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline Helsinki. Stora Enso starts negotiations on possible furloughs. Forest Products giant Stora Enso will start negotiations on possible furloughs of up to 1,800 employees in Finland, the firm said on Friday, December 13th. The company said that the decision was due to fluctuations in demand and market uncertainty. The negotiations affect all workers at Stora Enso's packaging materials mills in Oulu, Varkaus, Heinola, and Äänekoski. The possible furloughs would last up to 90 days and could be implemented in several segments, according to the company. Now, negotiations are scheduled to start next week and expected to last 2 weeks. The firm has some 20,000 employees worldwide. Dateline, Italy. Duino Mill, now part of the Mondi Group, and Mondi to invest around 200 million euros in the mill. Following its announcement on the 16th of August 2022, Mondi says they are pleased to confirm that Mondi has completed its acquisition of the Duino Mill near Trieste, Italy, from the Burgo Group. Now, Mondi plans to invest around 200 million euros in converting the existing lightweight coated mechanical paper machine at the mill into a high-quality, cost-effective recycled containerboard machine with an annual capacity around 420,000 metric tons. Mondi says the mill is ideally located to source paper for recycling, supply Mondi's corrugated solutions plants in Central Europe and Turkey, as well as to serve the growing local Italian market. The converted machine is expected to start up in 2025. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dateline, Poland. Pro Group starts operations at PW14, a new corrugated sheet feeder plant in Strykow, Poland. Pro Group announced it has started operations at PW14, its new 28,000 square meter corrugated sheet feeder plant in Strykow, Poland. The new high-tech plant will produce up to 200,000 metric tons of corrugated sheet board. Together with the existing PW07, the plant next door, it will in fact have a production capacity of 825 million square meters per year. Now, this means the Strykow is now one of the world's biggest sites for corrugated board production. Pro Group has invested around 72 million euros in the project at the site, which covers around 28,000 square meters and created 50 new jobs. Almost all standard grades of corrugated board can be produced at the PW14 plant, with a working width of 3.35 meters at a production speed of 400 meters per second. At the heart of the corrugator machine is the module facer MFA concept, which was developed by BHS Corrugated Maschinen and Underland GmbH. It has been used for the first time anywhere, with a working width of 3.35 meters at Pro Group. Now, the lowest possible CO2 emissions are also achieved thanks to the modern combined cooling, heat, and power plant. This involves using waste heat from the plant's own power generation, either in an absorption chiller to quote-unquote produce cold, or feeding the heat into the heating circuit as required. This will save a significant quantity of fossil fuels, Pro Group said. Now, the plant also features a 32-meter-high, fully automatic high-bay warehouse with more than 14,000 storage spaces and four automatic storage and retrieval machines. It will be able to store up to 2 days of corrugated sheet board production and thus enable perfect just-in-time deliveries by decoupling the time between the manufacture of the corrugated board and the production of the packaging by the customer. Pro Group AG, located in Landau, Germany, is one of the leading manufacturers of container board and corrugated board in Europe. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
All right, folks, we're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Iowa. International Paper planning a $103 million expansion of its Cedar Rapids, Iowa mill. A Cedar Rapids facility that employs 240 folks has plans to add another building in a project that would cost about $103 million U.S. dollars. It would also add a handful of full-time positions that would meet the high quality wage threshold. According to an agenda from this past Tuesday's Cedar Rapids City Council meeting, the council was asked to authorize sponsorship of a business financial application to the Iowa Economic Development Authority by International Incorporated for an expansion project. International Paper started operation in Cedar Rapids in 1995. The Cedar River Mill, as International Paper calls it, is, quote unquote, the largest 100% recycled paper mill in the Americas, end quote. Now, International Paper intends to build a new 20,000 square foot building at the Cedar Rapids Mill that would be home to a boiler and a water treatment plant. Together, they would provide steam power to the Cedar Rapids facility. Previously, the mill used coal-fired Prairie Creek Station. However, that facility is being closed. Plans call for $20 million to be spent on the new building and an additional $83 million for machinery and equipment. 7 full-time jobs with wages of at least $25.20 per hour would also be created. The project would generate approximately $2.34 million in new taxes over the next 10 years. Dateline Vancouver, British Columbia. West Fraser announces an indefinite curtailment of its Perry sawmill in Florida. West Fraser Timber Company announced that it will indefinitely curtail its Perry sawmill in Florida later this month. Last week's decision is the result of high fiber costs and softening lumber markets, West Fraser said. The indefinite curtailment of the Perry sawmill will impact about 126 employees and will reduce West Fraser's U.S. lumber production by 100 million board feet. West Fraser expects to mitigate the impact on its affected employees by providing work opportunities at other West Fraser locations. High fiber costs at Perry and low-price commodity environment have impacted its ability to profitably operate, the company said. The indefinite curtailment of the Perry sawmill better aligns its production capacity with demand, the company said. West Fraser anticipates taking an impairment charge in the fourth quarter of 2022 associated with the indefinite curtailment. Dateline Vancouver, British Columbia. Canfor Pulp announces permanent closure of pulp line at the Prince George Pulp and Paper Mill. Following extensive analysis of its operating footprint and long-term supply of economic residual fiber, Canfor Pulp Products Incorporated is announcing the decision to permanently close the pulp line at its Prince George Pulp and Paper Mill, which it will result in a reduction of 280,000 metric tons of market craft pulp annually. The specialty paper facility at the site will continue to operate. Over the next few months, the company will be following an orderly wind-down process. The pulp line is expected to close by the end of the first quarter of 2023 and is anticipated to impact approximately 300 positions across the organization by the end of the year. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papper Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, folks, and now back to the news. Dateline, Burnaby, British Columbia. More bad news, folks. Interfor cuts lumber production by 8% for the first quarter of 2023. Interfor announced plans to reduce its lumber production output in the first quarter of 2023 by at least 100 million board feet, or 8% of quarterly capacity, as economic conditions and market uncertainty continue to impact lumber demand. This temporary reduction in output is expected to be mostly concentrated outside of Interfor's U.S. South operating region. Now, the company currently expects to resume its normal operating schedule in April of 2023, but will closely monitor market condition and adjust its production plans accordingly. Dateline Cosmopolis, Washington. Cosmo Specialty Fibers receives new ownership group. After a holiday season filled with uncertainty, residents of Camopolis could be getting a sense of clarity regarding the town's pulp mill. Cosmos Specialty Fibers Incorporated has gained new ownership following more than 12 years since the mill was bought by the Gores Group, a Los Angeles-based private equity firm, back in 2010. The United Kingdom-based firm, Charleston Investments, is the new owner. Speaking by a phone interview, Charlestown Investment CEO Robert Buchan said he and the new owner of Cosmo Specialty Fibers Incorporated, Richard Bassett, became interested in acquiring the mill in early December of 2022. Now, according to Buchan, the long-term goal would be to diversify the mill and express they have received support from Washington Governor Jay Inslee's office, as well as Congressional Representative Derek Kilmer's office, about what the federal government is doing to encourage American manufacturing. Buchan says there is no estimation yet of the total cost of repair for the mill, but did point out that the mill owed a lot of money to suppliers, which they are currently working on resolving. As for when the more than 170 workers from the mill could expect to be returned to their job, Buchan acknowledged it's dependent on the repairs being completed. We'll keep an eye on this, folks. Dateline Vancouver, Paper Excellence commits to takeover of Resolute despite lumber slump. Paper Excellence Group, a private company controlled by an Indonesian billionaire, is poised to expand in Canada's forestry industry by diversifying into the lumber sector with its contentious takeover of Resolute Forest Products. Richmond, British Columbia-based Paper Excellence has focused in the past on pulp and paper, but the real prize is Montreal-based Resolute's lumber assets. Wood products such as softwood lumber accounted for nearly 45% of Resolute's revenue from Canadian and U.S. operations in the first 9 months of 2022. Now, Canada's Competition Bureau said last week that it approved of the proposed acquisition of Resolute, subject to conditions, specifically that Paper Excellence's wholly owned Domtar Corporation division sell its pulp mill in Dryden, Ontario, and divest Resolute's pulp and paper mill in Thunder Bay. Paper Excellence said this past week that it is fully committed to its $1.6 billion U.S. dollar bid for Resolute, undaunted by the slumping lumber markets and undeterred by lingering concerns from environmentalists over corporate concentration. The suitor launched its friendly takeover bid last July by offering $20.50 U.S. dollars per share in cash for Resolute, which has a wide range of assets, including lumber mills and tissue manufacturing, as well as mills that produce pulp and paper. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.